This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, so we're back after the break now with Yovav Gad, and we were just finishing up with the last question from Glittering Badger from the Paracast Forum, who is asking, how do you justify the inclusion of what seems to her to be ridiculous stories with headlines like leaked footage reveals a covert Apollo mission to explore an alien mothership on the moon? And she says, not to be rude, but why should readers regard this site is, you know, why should they take any of this seriously?
Well, really, they shouldn't. They can if they want to. And there's all the information in the article that make it very logical, and it makes sense if you read it. I don't know if she read all this, but there's a video there that explain how maybe this information was in place and somebody was trying to make it look fake. These small things are really makes a difference. And the story, as strange as it seems, and I do admit it is very strange, but it makes sense. Really, it makes sense. And why did we stop going to the moon? Does it make sense? There's a lot of questions that we don't know. And somebody is sitting somewhere in an office, probably with no windows, keep all this information for themselves. And hopefully we can change that.
Well, there's a possibility that there's definitely things that we don't know about and that have yet to be disclosed. And I certainly wouldn't argue that point. As for these highly contentious stories, personally, I'm not sure, you know, I would have to agree with Glittering Badger there that some of these really are, in my opinion, that they're easy enough to, debunk, for lack of a better word. But at the same time, I think it's important for us to know about them. We don't necessarily have to agree with them, but we should know about them so that if somebody out there is making these kinds of claims, we have them in our vocabulary to be able to say, yeah, well, you know, this whole idea of the moon conspiracy has a lot of problems in it. And maybe they can look at some of your other articles that would contradict that. Some of the science, for example, which
this is also interactive, and people can comment if they have a Facebook user, and it makes it very, you own it. If you comment, then it's your comment. And I'm also building some ways to let people rate things. But again, once I have more traffic in the website, all these things will become better. And then you can also rate what you think about it. Is it real? Is it not real? So you will see what other people think about it.
That's actually a really good idea. A lot of those types of features are built into forums. Why didn't you just go with, a standard ZenForo or BBCode-style forum of some type?
Yeah, I was looking at different systems, and really I could not find something that I like, that is rich enough and allow you to really post the pictures and the links and copyright information about each photo. I couldn't find something that really did all these things. And that's why I created this system. I hope this system, it can be improved as well, but it gives you a very rich way to post articles and without any need of censorship. So it's a very unique system. I don't think there's any other website like this.
So you created this from the ground up then? This was your own coding and everything that went into this?
Yep. And it's not using any existing system, like you said, for forums or anything like that. It's completely new.
That in itself is actually quite interesting, because when most people want to put up a site, these days they just go to one of the, you know, out-of-the-box sites that you can set up, and they just plug in the information where they want it to go, and that's what you see for the most part. So this has actually taken quite a bit of extra effort on your part to get it the way that you want it.
Yeah, that's true.
Where are you hoping to take it in 2019?
To be honest, I have to focus on work right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying different ways to market it. Your show is one great way. Hopefully there will be more shows like this, and people will become more aware of it. I see that people that go to this website usually like it. So I hope it will grow, and people will post more, and we can see more interesting content.
Although you don't seem to have a lot of experience in the ufology community, do you have an impression of groups out there like the Mutual UFO Network, MUFON, or conferences, that type of thing?
I do, and to be honest, I don't know. MUFON is a paid website, and it seems like, from what I heard, that it's controlled by the Bigelow Corporation, and for many years it was theirs. There's definitely some effort to document cases over there, but I don't know. I'm not. I never got convinced. Maybe I should do more research about it.
Probably, yeah. We actually, like I said, we had Jan Harzan on recently as a guest, and who was a very good guest, very knowledgeable about the field. And we talked a little bit about the Bigelow connection. He's an entirely separate corporate entity from MUFON. MUFON has their own offices, and they've never been controlled by Bigelow, I would say, in the manner that you're suggesting. But there was some friction there, and they've since parted ways.
I think more than you know, because there was also a big article about the Pentagon paying money for investigating UFOs, and this was kept hidden. And I don't know, people like that have the know and keep it to themselves, I think that's really a crime.
Well, that I think most of us would probably agree with. We'd really like to see some real disclosure happen. But what's your opinion on that? Do you think that the governments of the world are going to come clean on this? Or is it going to be up to people like yourself and others out here who are trying to get the message out to people to really dig and get the information? Or maybe we just have to wait for the aliens themselves. What do you think?
I think in some level in government, this is a known issue, but maybe not all governments, but mostly the bigger ones for sure are aware and involved. There's probably some good reason why not share it with the public. I'm not sure what is that reason. It could be a game of power, like, again, Bob Lazar was suggesting, which I think makes a lot of sense, because people who control the governments are also controlling everything else. And if information and things that are available technologically will be open, that means they're going to lose power. So it could be that. I'm not sure.
Before I question, let's do our break.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
And I remind you, by the way, that we want you to join Paracast Plus, the best way to support the show. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com for more information. Yovav, Randall, and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Fascinating episode. I'm just sitting back and being kind of a fly on the wall as Randall and Yovav continue with their discussion. Randall.
Well, one of the things I like about your attitude, Yovav, is that you think it should be free for people to access this information, and it should just it's the kind of thing that if I'm getting the impression right from you that you believe that the world deserves to know about and should be free for everyone to understand, and access should be there and disclosure should just happen.
And my website is actually prepared for that exactly. So when you post something in the website, I make all the easy ways for you to share it. You can share it in all the known social networks, and it's very easy to share, and automatically you get all these search engine adjustments that otherwise would be hard to make, but it's automatically listing your article and all the wording and everything in search engines. If you are interested in posting, or you have some opinions, that's the way, that's the place to put it.
Now, one of the things I'm noticing, and of course I'm a bit of a stickler for this, is in the terms of use there, it says you must use only real and true information. How are we supposed to know if it's real and true when a lot of this you just simply can't prove?
Well, then it's not proven not to be real, right?
But that doesn't mean it is.
It's true, I mean, but it's also not it's also not fake. So I think, law, you have to give it the doubt, you know?
But that's like saying, well, okay, if someone gets in a car crash and someone says, it was his fault, he did it, why give him the benefit of the doubt just because he says the other person did it? The other person might be completely innocent. I mean, what you need is evidence, not just what some people say.
Innocent until proven otherwise, right?
Well, that's not the same as real and true until proven otherwise. I mean, it should be the other way around. Things should be, maybe it's true until it's proven to be true.
Their own judgment and say if this is real or this is not real. And of course, nobody has to read something they don't like to read. So it's just an option.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was just trying to clarify that because, you know, I'd like to see people contribute. I'd like to see people join up and start giving you good information. And it would be really great to see some kind of a whistleblower do that. But, you know, it just, you know, to say, well, okay, they say it's real and true, but how do we know that? So it seems to me there's a bit of a problem there with that.
One way people can really comment and say what they think. And why? Like I said, I'm also planning to integrate some new features that really will tell you what other people think about it. But to say this is real or not real, that's, nobody can say that really.
Maybe that's something you might consider, I don't know, adjust it and on your terms of service. Other than that, it looks pretty good too. I mean, it's not huge. It doesn't make you liable, I don't think here. You know, you've got a little bit of that going on, saying, you know, that type of thing, but I've seen less legalese in other terms of service as well, and it's just one of the things that bother me. I mean, things that make people liable if they post on a person's site, that kind of can make people shy away from that. You know what I'm saying?
It's true, but somebody has to be liable. So with copyrights, in the U.S., there's laws that make it possible if you're reporting something or you bring something for the benefit of education others there's things that makes it possible for you to post even photos that have copyright. So I'm utilizing this as a reporting website, and really it makes it easy for a lot of people to post pictures that otherwise would be copyright protected, but the responsibility is on whoever is posting.
Yeah, when you get looking through it, it's pretty reasonable. So there is some moderation. There is the idea that people should be posting, at least to the extent something they believe to be true.
Yeah, and it's different than Facebook.
Yeah, and they should.
When you post something, you're liable in the same exact way.
I suppose. Of course, I don't have a Facebook either. So it actually looks pretty good. And then there's that added little perk that is possible for people to actually, you know, get some notoriety for their comments, as well as maybe win a little cash now and then, or earn points of some kind towards other perks. So it's actually not too bad of a format. And it's
hopefully in the future, you could probably make money out of this website for posting things that are interesting for a lot of other people. I want to encourage interesting stories to come up by offering money. So we'll see. Hopefully this can work.
Yeah, it's really quite unique. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show, because this is something that to me, just it didn't look just like every other site that was out there. It looked like something that was original with a good intent behind it. And, you know, that maybe deserves a chance to succeed a little bit more than just sort of sitting there. And
yeah,
like so many other sites,
I would like to suggest ideas on how to reach more people and market. I would be very interested to hear. And again, thank you for having me on your show.
So what's coming up in the future then for us? So you're into software and you're into science a bit. What is sort of the most exciting thing for you that you see in the future for software, computers, publishing, and all of that stuff, and if there's any way to put it together to help us solve this mystery?
Well, you see more and more sites like mine. Most of them are not independent systems like the one I created, but most of them are some form of content management systems. And hopefully we will see more sites that really anybody can come in and say what they think and post things that are not necessarily go with the mainstream media. So we've seen a lot of websites like this coming up recently. Most of them are not allowing anybody to post. But I think we're heading towards a good way where we get more and more free opinions out there.
Now, are the people's posts, are they subject to moderation before they're published, or did they just go right up as soon as you submit it?
No, it's live.
Once it's instantaneous. Interesting.
There's no censorship.
Okay. Well, that's pretty amazing these days because, you know, I imagine if you got complaints or something, I mean, you can see you do have some terms and conditions, but you know, a lot of times if things are moderated, you can't say what you want, and you're lucky if anything that you say even gets onto some blogs that are out there. You're not even allowed to comment in some places.
You know what? We're going to do a break here, okay, and resolve a lot of more problems or create more problems for ourselves, and we should go on to some of the stories over at ufotoday.com to get a sense of the things you're doing. Yovab, Gad, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. I don't have a middle name. Yovab, do you have a middle name?
Not yet.
We'll make up one for you. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown continues, and Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with lawmakers from both sides of the aisle in hopes of coming up with a solution when everyone gets together to solve this and fix border security. Tragedy at a California bowling alley has many people still searching for answers. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has details.
We heard gunshots. Pop, 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 pop.
Deadly gunfire at a Southern California bowling alley. 3 dead and 4 wounded.
I seen people running, and I heard gunshots, and I tried to get down.
It happened in the L.A. southeast suburb of Torrance. Police Sergeant Ronald Harris.
Officers, upon arrival, did immediately go into life-saving measures to do their best that they can for those victims.
So far, there have been no arrests. Investigators are still looking for a motive.
The Department of Nevada Corrections announced that death row inmate Scott Dozer died from an apparent suicide late Saturday afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You know, I guess I should be jealous of my late brother Wally, except that I've outlived him by 12 years already, so I shouldn't.
Well, but he should be jealous of you.
Well, wherever he is, perhaps he is. He's doing all sorts.
He's looking down. That Gene, what are you doing?
He's doing the nasties, my friends.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I don't know why we started this thing, but anyway, the key thing here is that he had a middle name. He was Wallace Herbert Steinberg. Except for the New York Times, when they ran his obit in 1995, he was Wallace C. Steinberg. Don't ask me to explain that. He wasn't around to correct it. And I didn't bother because I didn't read the story at the time.
Related to the Steinberg Studios in any ways?
No. I wish I was.
Okay.
No, but when they named me and Wally named me, he didn't think to have a middle name. Oh, well. Rand will pick up on this.
Well, where would you like to go with this, Yovav?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, I kind of like the idea that we've got someone on who's out there trying to make a positive difference by doing something, actually making something and saying, hey, people, here you go. And it's, you know, it's like you say, it's in, kind of early in the life of the website. You know, oftentimes we get people who are very experienced here and have been in it for years and years and years. Yeah, I just thought, well, what about someone who's just sort of getting into it now and trying to make something of it? What if we can get them on and see how they are in their early stages, and then maybe a couple of years down the road, you know, follow it and see where it goes. So that was my thinking with this.
That's a good plan. And also, I've been coming up with another website for news, which is newsblocks.com. That's the same idea with news. It's just open, allow people to just post whatever they think with no censorship. but hopefully we can get some more traffic to these websites.
And so with your software engineering stuff, can you tell us anything about that, what you are involved in with that?
Yeah, I've been a web developer for many years, so an expert in web development, and the whole website is done with Microsoft stack of software, and also I do use a lot of open source projects in my website, so if anybody in the audience is interested in coding, they can see all the components that are used in this website. We have a page for the credits that shows all that.
Oh, interesting. Where do you think artificial intelligence is going in the future? Are we going to crack that in the near future, or will we ever see it?
You know, really, as someone who do have experience with software, I think we really, really far away from that. I don't think we're anywhere close, but I do think if it does happen in 30 years, it's probably going to be faster than anybody will be able to know about. So it could be a bad thing. I think we're very far away from that. Today, computers cannot have minimum intelligence. What you see is in Siri and all these helpers, assistants, systems, they can't do anything. It's people have independent thinking. That's the hard part.
Yeah, you can ask them if they're alive, and I think it was, we got one back from Syria, and it said that she was advised not to talk about her existential.
Well, they come up with funny things, but the bottom line is that these systems are not mature enough to have learning abilities. And that's really the breakthrough. When it's going to happen, a computer will be able to learn things by its own. So
I was kind of wondering, well, who advised her? So I tried asking, who advised you not to discuss your existential status? And then she would just avoid the question with, can you please ask something else? And kind of thing. And it was really quite odd. You know,
I have a very interesting interview with Elon Musk on the website. No, of course, not, it's not my interview, but I posted it. He's talking about AI in very, very interesting ways. I highly recommend. It's a bit long, but it's worth watching.
Yeah, I noticed that, and I actually plan on watching it now. Of course, what you're doing is you're also driving traffic to their websites as well, so, and YouTube channels.
And,
so.
And I also post the sources. And if you plan to post on my website, I encourage you to with all the sources you can, and even more.
Musk is a really interesting character. There's some people that don't like him, but I actually kind of, you got to admire the guy. When you watch that SpaceX rocket come back down and land on the landing pad, you just go, that is just like something out of some sort of science fiction movie.
Amazing things he's doing. Yeah. And he's going to get us to Mars. I do have another article on my website, ufotoday.com. It's about colonizing Mars, and it's not science fiction.
I noticed that. That's something I got to check out. Now, would you go? What if you got the phone call from me?
That's a good question.
Would you? I mean, I don't know if I would.
I don't know. I think I would choose a more interesting destination, if possible.
Yeah, a more survivable one if you're, you know, your habitat failed or something.
Yeah, with some interesting aliens.
Oh, well,
I would go with that question.
Really? I might want to know who I'm going with, for example, you know, kind of thing. I mean, if I was going with some really interesting people, you know, you might want to live with them in a facility here on Earth for a while. I'm surprised he doesn't have kind of, you know, one of those domes like they built. They had those Earth Project domes that they built down there, and they had people live in them for 5 years to see what it would be like. Yeah, you'd want to know if you could get along.
Yeah, it must be difficult, but...
I mean, imagine, like, you know, I can hardly be in the same car with someone for a couple of hours, let alone a spaceship to Mars. And then what do you do when you're there? I mean, you're stuck there. That's it.
But there's something very special about being a pioneer. I recently watched that movie, The First Man, and it's really amazing how Neil Armstrong did it. And somebody's going to do it on Mars soon.
That was such a sad movie. You know, I didn't expect it to be like that. I thought this was going to be more, you know, like the right stuff kind of thing. And it was really, it was so tragic, you know, the way... I had no idea that these types of thoughts were probably going through his mind at the time. It really made it human, you know?
Yeah. But, Steven Spielberg is an expert in that. Producer.
Well, I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll get to Mars, maybe we won't. I don't think I would go. Let somebody else, younger and more full of energy, take on that. You know?
Yeah. And by the way, mentioning Steven Spielberg, he also created a TV show that I think is a must for every UFO lover. It's about, it's called Taken.
And oh, right. Yes.
If you haven't seen it, that's a must.
Well, what do you think of the whole abduction thing? Is that really going on, or are some people making it up, or is it what combination of reality versus fantasy and just outright fabrication is going on with that?
Well,
before we find out whether it's reality or Memorex, whatever happened to Memorex? Oh well, Yovav, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Randall, do you remember Memorex? Is it live or is it Memorex?
Of course. Yeah, well, it got replaced, I think. Or, you know, what was it? Maxell took over. It had the guy with the, you know, the wind blowing his hair back. That looks like, you know, it looked like the speakers were so loud they were blowing his hair back.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, we're just off on a tangent. We're talking about old cassette tapes. Do you even remember?
Cassette tapes.
Do you remember? Well, they Maxell made it, you know, and Memorex. I think they made reel to reel tape as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I wonder if Memorex is even around anymore.
They moved to making USB sticks now, I guess.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen one. Memorex, that would be interesting.
They always used to have a really good quality of memories.
Well, Gene, you're the tech night owl guy. You should know this. Have we got Memorex hard drives out there? Or
no, we don't. We don't. There's only two or three hard drive makers anymore. Most of them have pretty much kicked the bucket, okay? You go to Amazon and you want to buy like an external drive for your computer and you look at the brand names. I mean, there aren't that many.
Yep. You can buy a Memorex smart media card here for $25.83.
Excuse me, the primary hard drive makers, because really we're in the era of solid state drives, but yeah. The hard drive makers like Seagate and Western Digital, and that's what you hear. I mean, you see things with other companies' names like LaCie or Dell, but all they're doing is buying the drives from the major companies.
I can tell you that Samsung today is the biggest in data, and most of their chips are used in almost all the other companies. So even when you buy something from a different company, it's usually Samsung. Even Apple phones use Samsung chips for data.
Well, this, of course, is what happened with Apple and Samsung, where Apple and Samsung were busy suing each other. And they reached a point where no more doing that.
They had to pay Apple, didn't they?
They had to pay Apple, but you see, there's enlightened self-interest here. And that is that with Samsung, they're making billions of dollars from Apple. So give them a little money, do the business, and shut up. That's how it works.
Hey, they do come up with amazing technology. They have solid-state drives today that if you were thinking 2 years ago, you would think it's not possible. It just spike in the technology achievements in like crazy.
Well, that kind of brings up a whole other thing. Now, how much of this do you believe is came from aliens? Because there's that certain sect out there that thinks that, you know, kind of aliens brought us all this technology, and it just sort of came into us sort of secretly through the government and in through the corporations. And that's why we've got things like supercomputers and night vision goggles and all the rest of the kind of high tech.
I don't see that in computing. Maybe there's projects that we don't know about, but in computing, since I've been following computing since I'm 42. So for quite a few years, I see progress. I don't think there's nothing that is not explained, but I do think like that aliens do possess some anti-gravity technology that's not shared. This is really bad for us. We need to share this information. So somebody that have this information and not sharing it, that's something we need to change.
Well, I mean, you know, Rael there, the leader of the, you know, your religion there, doesn't he have some access to that? I mean, what's going on? Like, this is the problem I have with these contactees. They never give us anything we don't already know. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless there's something about them that you know of that I don't, would tell us what's new.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's just... if you feel like you belong to this, then you belong to this. It's not something you have to do.
Right, but I mean, there should be a reason, right? Like if this is true that, you know, Rael has this arrangement with the aliens where he can go on, you know, mothership rides off to their planet and stuff like that, well, you know, what about the rest of us? Why not show us this? Why not figure out how to share this information with us? Why is it, you know, why is it all in... trapped in his mind, and while he spends, you know, most of his time playing race car video games, I just don't get it, right?
Well, again, I'm not speaking for him or for this movement, but I think I would not think he's claiming these things.
Well, he does, though. He's claimed to have gone to their planet, you know, and been taken aboard and given a message, and
yeah,
it's up to him. These are major claims, right?
Yes. But I think some of it makes sense. Why is somebody's lying? It could be. It's not proven, but it's also not proven.
Right, but that doesn't mean that it's true. I mean,
you're right. It's fully to anybody's judgment to decide. They think it's true or not.
Right, yeah. Which is really convenient for people who want to try to pull the wool over people's eyes.
I don't know. It's really, when you look at these things, you can see, is a person get rich doing this stuff? That's maybe a good question.
Well, he's managed to maintain his position as the leader, you know, of the religion. I mean, there's some people that refer to it as a cult, but it's actually an official religion here in Canada. There's some people that take this fairly seriously still.
It is.
And believe this stuff. So, you know, I'm just kind of wondering, well, why do they believe this stuff when there's absolutely nothing new and zero evidence that any of his claims are actually true?
I'm not the right person to answer these questions.
Well, I guess just because you're the only alien I've ever talked to. The rest of it has just been from research. So, well, you know, I got to ask while we've got you here. And like I was saying, I would hope to see some information about your experiences with the aliens over time on your website. That would be something I'd like to definitely like to see happen.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is here is we're always going to have this stuff about alien visitors that, of course, cannot ever be verified.
Not verified at this point. We don't have conclusive evidence.
Well, we have pretty good evidence that UFO sightings are real. You know, that there's something flying around in our atmosphere that we don't understand. So, you know, like you were saying earlier, Yoav, if you can believe from that evidence that UFOs are real, well, then it does kind of open up the gate to, well, you know, maybe they are studying us. And if they are studying us, well, maybe they are taking the odd person aboard one of their ships or something like that. And it becomes this kind of, in my mind, almost like a slippery slope to the point where it moves further and further out into what I'd call fringe ufology, to the point where what real point is there in studying it or presenting it unless it actually provides something new to us? Because I'm all for some sort of contact. You know, if the aliens want to contact us and give us information, that's great. Let's just have it be something we don't already know. That's what I would ask for starters, that can help us. Like you're saying, they've obviously got some kind of anti-gravity technology. So you'd think that after all this time with all these contactees, that would have trickled down to us by now. Why do you think it hasn't?
Well, it's only here for like how many, 20, 30 years? We do not have cameras and things, these advanced technologies for taking pictures and things. I think it's really changing now. And you see more and more posting about these things. Of course, a lot of them are fake. But some of these posts are not fake. And I hope we will see more of these.
Right. But then again, you know, how do we tell whether they're fake or not? In a lot of cases, you can't. The digital editing these days is so good that people can just post up pretty much any kind of a picture of a UFO they want. And unless it's obviously, you know, cartoonish or is made to obviously be fake, the average person can't tell anymore.
Yeah,
what
you're 100% correct. And I see the same thing goes when you talk to about 9/11 with people. They think if they're not understanding this issue, they completely think you came from Mars or something.
I'll tell you what, the Martians are coming right now down the street. Or maybe we should talk about the dark side of the moon since the Chinese are there. You'll have Gene and Randall, you're in.
My point about this is...
I'm breaking, sir.
A lot of debunking.
I really break.
Yeah, you have to pause for a second there, Yovav.
Yovav, Gene, and Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.